Welcome to the Plentiful Goddess Podcast. My name is Jessica Caravat, and I'm a holistic coach for women, certified vegan nutritionist, fitness trainer, yogi, and Reiki master. I have coached hundreds of women worldwide, and I made it my mission to help women from all around the world transform their lives and health in ways they didn't think was possible. If you're looking to uplevel your health, learn about the best practical tips on vegan health and fitness, master your menstrual cycle, improve your relationship with food, and so much more, so that you can reconnect with the powerful woman that you're meant to be, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is for you to help you step up your game, reconnect with yourself as a woman, and elevate your health and life. We are going to have so much fun in this podcast. Are you ready? Let's begin. Hello, my goddesses. It's been a while and I'm very excited to be here with you today. I hope you are having a fantastic start into the day. I hope you are nourishing yourself, your body, and you're taking time for yourself, most importantly, because we can be so busy. We can have so many things to do, and oftentimes what can happen is we forget about our own well-being, which really, really leads me to today's topic. I had a conversation with this amazing holistic health coach yesterday. We got on a call because we want to organize something together, and it was really nice to connect with like-minded women. And she said something to me which I really wanted to talk about today, because we don't talk about it enough. I feel like in today's society, health and what it means has been overcomplicated. There's so many juice cleanses, so many diets today, so many pills you can take to suppress your appetite, or whatever it is. Like today, literally there is anything that you want and you need, you can have. Now my question is, does it have to be so complicated? Does it have to be so complicated? And thinking about, you know, those pills and all of those short-term things that are out there, and that, yes, they will work. They're going to help you lose the weight if that is your goal. But are they truly teaching you skills for you to be able to have this for the rest of your life? And in many cases, in all cases, we will probably have the answer that no. They're actually not teaching you or us anything by going on those short-term fixes. And so I was speaking to this health coach yesterday, and she is based in New York. And I was asking her, you know, she lives in New York, so she knows more how people are. And she said to me, well, most people that I meet are extremely busy, right? They're super health or goal-oriented. They have, you know, career. That's what their priority is. And because of so little time, they tend to look for those other quick fixes that are going to help them feel good, but not really go to the root cause, right? So going on those quick things and taking the pills and whatnot. There are so many things that you can do today. Which I was like, wow, that's so interesting, because I personally never thought about health that way. Of course, there is so many different ways, like you can biohack yourself, right? There is so many like red light therapy that I keep seeing on my Instagram feed, and so many different things that for sure are having benefits. But what is health really? Does it really have to be complicated? Thinking about that, yes, we are complex beings, but at the same time, it can all be simplified if we think about what is it that a human being really needs. We know from school probably that we need sunlight. We are sitting behind the computer or in closed rooms, doors, houses for the majority of our time. And the truth is, most of us are not spending enough time out in nature. And if we do, it's maybe like one day during the week, but the rest of the time we are not outside. Just getting in more sunlight on your skin during the day can already do wonders. Why do we have to overcomplicate things? How can you find 5-10 minutes in the day to take a break, go outside, have your lunch outside, and feel the sun on your skin? If it's a sunny day, obviously, right? That is my first question. Like, how can we not honor that nature and the sun is actually already very healing in itself? That would be, you know, my first step that I would recommend is like, when someone tells me I'm so tired, I have no energy, I can't sleep, I'm like, well, are you spending time in the sun? Are you, I'm not saying to like boil in the sun, but I'm really saying like, are you truly spending time in the sun? You know, and are you truly using the time that you have or making time? The other thing is also, and I saw this reel, which was also a, even for me, an aha moment. Like, why is our food so processed today that when we do eat healthy and whole foods, it's considered dieting? Why is it considered dieting? Why can't we just normalize eating whole foods, eating healthy, nourishing our bodies? Why can't we normalize that? Why does it have to be considered extreme or different or dieting? Right? How can we create a lifestyle where this is just part of who we are and we don't have to question it? And why do we still allow processed foods to make up the majority of what we eat? Again, I'm generalizing this. You might not, you know, it might not be related to you, but what we see in the world is this is the truth. Sleep is another thing. I grew up thinking I didn't need that much sleep. I really thought that. I really thought I'm going to be fine with 4 or 5 hours. I can sleep later when I'm dead. Like those things. I really did not understand that sleep is the most important thing in a person's life. Your body regenerates. All of the diets, all of the cleanses, all of that extra stuff that you're doing could probably be healed if you worked on your sleep, if you had a good bedtime routine, if you optimized every step of making sure that you sleep well. And I'm saying this from someone who has struggled with insomnia since I can remember, since I was a child. I literally had problems with sleep and falling asleep. But it's catching up to me, and it started to catch up to me years ago when, you know, the older that you get, you start to feel the effects of little sleep. You start to feel, oh, maybe I should have slept more, or maybe I should, you know, prioritize that, because your body is going to become older as well quicker, right? Your body doesn't have time to rejuvenate. Your body doesn't have time to do all of its detoxifying process, which, by the way, when people tell me they want to do a detox, I'm like, your body is actually naturally capable of detoxing itself. There's no need for you to do anything external, because your body, when you just nourish it, you sleep, you move your body is capable of doing it. Just even by sweating, it's actually a process of detoxing, right? So we don't need all those fancy things. Your body knows how to do it when you're healthy. And it starts with those things. Also, you know, we are social beings. And I think a good way of looking at it was, how did COVID affect us and our mental health and our physical health? And I'm not speaking about COVID, the actual, like, you know, disease, but I'm speaking about the isolation period, people being isolated from other people, feeling lonely, many, many people who had to stay on their own and, you know, couldn't really meet anyone. I was very lucky to have my partner around me, but some people were completely isolated, completely on their own. What does it do with our well-being when we don't have people around us that we can spend time with, we can nourish ourselves with, right? We can exchange love with. All of these things are really the basics of what health really is. And yeah, again, I'm sharing this because I've had this very big aha moment. We tend to overcomplicate things to a point where it's not needed. It's really not needed. Anyways, since you're listening to this, and I hope you have enjoyed or enjoying this podcast episode, I would like to invite you to my workshop, which is called the Vegan, Feminine, and Fit Workshop, which I will be holding very soon. It's going to be a 3-day workshop. I'm extremely excited for this one. We have done this before, but because it's going to be a 3-day workshop, it's going to be, oh my God, it's going to be just so much more exciting and transformational. And if you've been, you know, if you've been around for a while, you've been listening to my podcast and you feel like you're learning stuff, that's the least thing that you can do is to sign up to the workshop. I'm going to be dropping the link in the show notes. I highly, highly recommend signing up, coming, and just feeling a shift in yourself too. Every single time I'm speaking to people, they tell me that they have experienced a shift of energy and they're so much more motivated and they're ready to finally do the thing that they need to do. So yeah, I just highly recommend coming around, experiencing it for yourself and having fun. That's the most important thing. And obviously putting yourself first. This is the era of us putting ourselves first. We're done taking care of others first, making sure everyone else is fine before we are. And it's not meant in a selfish way. It's meant in a, I fill my cup up so I can fill up yours too. Because if my cup is empty, I cannot fill up yours. And that is the truth. Anyways, without further ado, I love you. I hope you have a wonderful day. I will see you at the workshop or at the next episode. Take care. Bye-bye.